Hi, my name is Melinda Knuth. I'm a second-year PhD student at Texas A&M University. I'm presenting today on behalf of my collaborators, Dr. Charlie Hall, who is not here today, Dr. Bridget Behe, Dr. Patricia Huddleston, and then Dr. Tom Fernandez. And my talk today is on demographic characteristics of interested and disinterested water conservers. This research, again, was funded by the Specialty Crop Research Initiative and the USDA SCRI Clean Water 3 grant. So water is essential for our everyday activities. Everyone needs water, and so do all of our plants. It's interesting to see how people use water in their landscape as well as indoor water usage. 40% to 70% of U.S. water is used in urban areas. We also found that the average household used 69 gallons of water per day, and 50% of that water is outdoor water usage. Indoor water usage was pretty stagnant. That didn't change season to season, but outdoor water usage was very variable depending on different factors. And as part of a large consumer study, we were interested to know what consumer segments could be identified from key factors that influenced water conservation. So there's not a lot of research in this area, but there is kind of two defining studies that we used as the basis of our literature. One of them was SIME, as Dr. Behe previously mentioned. And SIME found that outdoor water usage is often determined by social norms, the size of their landscape, their garden type and importance, if they had a lot of turf grass or if they had more woodies, and aesthetic affordance, which is variable depending on if they were more affluent, less affluent, again, the size of their house and their outdoor. Beale found that attitudes and behaviors could be changed depending on the amount of social awareness and exposure or education related to the drought conditions in their area, and also how much water usage they were using in their homes. There's also demographic characteristics that influence water usage. So again, there's demographic characteristics. Prior research can pretty much segment consumers into two different types of participants: active water participants and inactive water participants. And usually active participants are older, female, Caucasian, in family households with at least one child, highly educated, and spending more in plant-related products, and usually low-income or in extremely high-income categories. Inactive participants, on the other hand, were usually younger, male, ethnically diverse, couple-only households with two adults or one adult, less educated, and spent less on plant-related products, and usually in the medium-income category. So for this study, we used the basis of SIME and Dr. Behe's 2015 study to adapt an online survey, and we used a wide variety of questions, like she went over in her previous talk, over interest and expertise of water conservation. We used Qualtrics for our online national survey with about 1,500 subjects in September of 2016, and we wanted to assess their perception of water use related to landscape plants. And we use SAS and SPSS principal component factor analysis with a PROMAX rotation to identify the factors. And to briefly go over what Dr. Behe just said, we used 25 survey questions to find if there was knowledge and expertise differences, and we again found four factors that emerged, which was water conservation expertise, water conservation involvement, water conservation importance, and impact. We calculated the scores for each of the respondents, and then we used a k-means cluster analysis to divide the respondents into two different segments. And we called these segmentations actively interested water conservers and inactively disinterested water conservers. So from our table here, we have the two different segments, and we use the mean scores of each of, we also call them clusters, segments and clusters are the same thing, to identify each other. So as you can see, there we go. The actively interested water conservation cluster had higher means than the inactively disinterested in knowledge, involvement, importance, and in impact. And from a demographic standpoint, we also found that the actively interested versus the inactively disinterested had different means as well. So for the different demographics, as far as age goes, the actively interested was usually younger. The percentage of females was most likely to be similar, since that was not a significant factor. Ethnicity, they were more likely to be Caucasian. Their household size for both adults and children was more likely to be larger. Their education level was more likely to be higher, such as 28% was most likely having a four-year degree versus 83% most likely having a two-year degree. They also were more likely to have a higher household income and spend almost twice as much in horticulture-related products. So we can see consistency with recent study findings regarding water conservation and demographic characteristics, same as Syme and Behe found, as well as the two segmentations that we were able to identify. And those who were actively participating in water conservation had more knowledge and expertise about the subject. And the actively interested water consumer would be considered a traditional horticulture consumer. And what we mean by this is they had high involvement in plant-related activities related to a high environmental awareness. So conclusions, this may point to changing water conservation attitudes, which could help horticulture marketers. The actively interested water conservers appear to be spending more in landscape plans than the inactively disinterested. Our findings could also mean that there is a higher level of environmental consciousness in younger consumers, and all of these points are critical to wholesale retail firms striving to reach potential consumers. So thank you for your time. I will take any questions that you have. Yes. So our sample size was about 1,500 subjects, and it was across the nation. The only two states I think we were excluded was Alaska and Hawaii. Otherwise, the other 48 states were, we had at least one subject from each state. Yes. Yes. As far as the research, what past research has shown, they were usually low income water conservers. You know, they're saving because they don't have very much income. The extremely high is usually more likely be related to their education level. That was usually, I don't want to say the word correlated, but related. So that's most likely what's happening. And moderate would be moderate level of education, or related to moderate level of education, I would say. Does that sound okay, Dr. Behe? Okay, great. So, yes, all of this, Okay, the question is, what is the disconnect between the study done in Utah versus the study on a national level, and is there a difference? So I would say all the studies that we looked at were on a national level, since our segmentation was a national sample. So Spinty and Syme and the other, we also looked at the U.S. Geological Survey for our data, and all of those were on a national scale. So it might be the difference between on a state level, because, you know, that's going to be a little bit different variance versus a national level, I would say. I'm not completely sure, though. Everyone that we surveyed was for residential, and the first question. Yes, probably.